Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And our first guests up on Doc this evening are a couple of gentlemen that you already know if you are a fan of Marshfield Community Television. I hope I'm saying that correctly, gentlemen.
Yes, you are.
We have, I think, the executive director, Jonathan Grabowski, and president of their board, Dr. Joe Trand. They are here to kind of talk to us about their adventure of moving from their old studios to their new studios. And we'll start with you first, Dr. Trent. Talk to us about what it took to move from your old location on Route 139 over by Blanchard's Liquor down the street to the new high school.
Well, first, thanks so much for having us on here. And I really hope folks recognize that this is your cable television station. Marshfield Community Television is your station. You're paying for this, whether you realize it or not. If you're Verizon or Comcast, you pay a small amount of money every month, and we've been actually saving that money for years. The history of MCTV is it used to be run by the town. And then back around 2008 or so, there was a movement to shift the oversight of MCTV from the town to a nonprofit organization, which we created. So MCTV is a nonprofit organization, which means, of course, you can donate it and get some, you know, tax write-off for it. But I just thought I'd throw that in, Kevin. I hope you don't mind.
No.
You know?
Okay.
So, but what we did at that point was, you know, if you guys had been in the old studio, it was functional, but it was an old studio. Mm-hmm. And so right from day one, as president of MCTV, I said, you know, I want a new studio. And that was really the mission and the vision over the next several years. In order to facilitate that, we needed a crackerjack, young, energetic, brilliant executive director. And I am so proud to say that we got one. And I just want to tell you, Jonathan Grabowski, none of this would have happened without Jonathan Grabowski. And so I just wanted to bring him on the air to have him just tell you really what this process was, because it's been pretty intense. Jonathan?
That's a nice build-up,
I've never
Jonathan.
Been called crackerjack before. I'm kind of flattered. You know?
talk to us about this. I mean, that was a nice introduction to you, being the guy who is the hands-on person who not only from working with volunteers to, you know, getting this all up and running. I'm sure it was a huge task to get this from point A to point B, make sure everything's working. You know, talk to us about what you've had to do in order to have this new studio.
This has been something that we've been working on, God, since I want to say about 2010. We've always had the people, we've always had the field equipment, but we've never had the real facility to do it. And once the opportunity with the new high school came about and we started working on collaborating with them, we signed an agreement with the school department. So we have a great agreement with them. And then it became working with our vendors. You know, what were our needs? Our goal really as a staff, as an organization, was to have a state-of-the-art facility, but also make it user-friendly. Mm. So we teamed up. We went to NAB. We saw our equipment. We visited other access centers. And we've created...
Sorry, what's NAB?
National Association of Broadcasters Show. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little too technical for
thank
a moment here.
Thank you, Doctor.
So one of the things that we did was we wanted to make it state-of-the-art, but also user-friendly. And so we teamed up with some great local vendors. A lot of the companies that we've worked with in building this facility are local. And we've created, you know, we began our real physical move this summer. And so it started with the set coming in, then the lights, then the editing systems, you know, were installed. And we just finally wrapped up punch list stuff on our production aspects.
And I guess I would ask, and so folks know, it isn't just public access. You're a PEG channel, correct?
We are a three-channel PEG.
And let folks know what that acronym stands for.
It stands for public, which is kind of anyone who can come in, who's a resident of Marshfield, can do a program. They can learn the equipment. They can also work on shows that they don't want to do in their own program. Then you have education, which is all our stuff that's going on in the school department. So we have 150 kids in our digital media and telecommunications program. And then you have the government channel, which is your town meetings, your school committee meetings, your selectmen's meetings.
Which people love.
Yeah, anything government-based. So we run all three channels out of our new facility.
Doctor, do you have something that you want to weigh in on?
Yeah, it's important because the public access is your channel. You know, you really have the ability to come in and create your own shows. The educational channel is the schools. So it's after-school stuff, but it's in school. Jonathan can tell you how many productions we've increased. It's enormous, the number of productions coming out of the educational channel. And, of course, the government channel airs, you know, all of the public meetings. And I just want to say, you know, I know that there's been some technical glitches, and I hope people are a little patient. By now, we probably should have worked everything out. But think about it. We had to move from one studio to another, learn all new equipment, work with all of the different vendors, work with Verizon and Comcast. And so, you know, just like anything new, everyone's got to get on the same page. It takes a little while to get going. But I'm telling you, this is really going to be worth it. It's an incredible studio. You've got to, if you haven't already come into the open house that we ran on November 1st, please come back in. We will train you on how to create your own shows. Jonathan?
Yeah, I think as you're saying, Dr. Joe, I like to tell people it's like building a custom home is what we've done, basically. You know, instead, you can't go down to the Lowe's or the local Home Depot. Everything was kind of handmade, you know, integration, the engineering aspects.
What is some of, not all access stations are created equally or have the same equipment.
Exactly.
But thanks to, you know, when you do your new contract every 10 years with, whether you're jointly with Comcast and Verizon or you're with one provider or the other, you're given capital to do certain things, and you guys have been blessed to do some creative things, correct?
Yes, and we're actually beginning the contract renewal process coming up. And the new studio is kind of the start of the new step of MCTV. We want to take things also outside the box. We have this brand new high definition to the point of broadcast facility, but also we want to get into other areas like cinematography. We started getting to that as well. But the studio is fantastic. You know, we have a green screen psych wall. We have a set. We also have a second small studio that people can use that has robotic cameras. We have a four computer editing system with the EditShare system. So people can do the potential is limitless, basically.
I guess I want to ask you one more technical question.
Sure.
And that is, you talk about negotiations. I know that the one thing that a lot of folks don't understand is we can have high-def equipment, but the one thing that kind of stands in the way is updating the transmission lines from standard def to high-def. Is that probably part of the conversation next contract, or is it something that you're going to wait
absolutely
for when Comcast and Verizon are ready to talk about it?
No, I think the time is, we have a high-definition facility to the point of broadcast.
Correct.
We can give Comcast and Verizon a high-definition signal, and it looks fantastic. So that's definitely something we want to look at and hopefully work with Comcast and Verizon over the next few years.
Doctor, do you want to weigh in on something?
Yeah, I did. A lot of this stuff sounds incredibly technical, and I must say, I am not a techie, so this stuff sounds like, what? How am I meant to do this? It's just silly. But it's really not. It's so accessible. We have built it that way so that it's really high-tech equipment that's easily accessible. Jonathan came up with a great line, and he said, we've gone from the Stone Age to the Space Age. I want to give Jonathan credit for that line because it's such a great line. But that's really what it is. We've gone from the Stone Age over in our old studio to the Space Age. It's incredibly beautiful. So you can come in and create your own shows. If you become a member, which is really nominal, all Marshfield residents can become members for really not much money. It's probably, less than 20.
Individual membership is about $30 a year.
$30 a year. Just think about that. That's like a dime a day, you know? You can then access not only the studio, but the equipment. So if you want to take a camera, you can take the camera off-site, film what you want, and then come back into the studio. We'll help you learn how to edit it and get it on the air. You will have your shows on the air. Comcast and Verizon, that's what we got to offer you.
Anything that you want to say in closing, Jonathan, in regards to whether it's contact information or the follow-up with
Dr. Hedisay? They can visit our website, marshfieldtv.org, call us at 781-837-4384. And as Joe said, the whole point was to create a state-of-the-art facility that was very user-friendly, that anyone can come in, sit down with us. We're more than happy to train people, and we want to get you on the air.
Our guests again have been Dr. Joe Schran. He is the president for the Cable Board and executive director, Jonathan Grabowski. I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We'll definitely have to have you back. And, you know, I'm somebody who is a big fan of local cable TV. And we'll have to do the roundtable like we did before, Jonathan.
Yes, absolutely.
We have other access centers, and we kind of have a joint conversation. And as well, I want to thank you, Doctor.
It's been a pleasure. Remember, I mean, we could even live broadcast your show.
All right, we'll have to talk about that. We'll be back with more Monday Night Talk right after this brief break. Don't go anywhere.